In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. Let's turn to Mary. Today we celebrate a beautiful, beautiful solemnity or feast day. It's the feast day of all saints. So Mary is the queen of angels and saints. Let's dedicate our program to Mary, and she'll help us to become saints. As we say, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Pope St. John the 23rd was canonized with John Paul II. And he said this, the saints are the masterpieces of the Holy Spirit. So let's turn to the Holy Spirit to help us to pursue a sanctity of life. As we say, Come Holy Spirit. Fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your spirit, and they shall be created, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who did instruct the hearts of your faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant that by the same Spirit we may be truly wise, and ever rejoice in his consolation through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lady of the Rosary, St. Joseph, Father Lanteri. One occasion, I was giving a homily in the Mass, and I asked the people, how many of you want to go to heaven? All the hands went up. Everyone wants to go to heaven. And I asked another question, how many of you want to become great saints? I saw very few hands. Then I used that as a springboard to give my homily. My homily was the topic today. I asked this question. Who's in heaven? The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the angels, Mary, the Queen of Angels and Saints, but also who else is in heaven? The saints. So if you want to go to heaven, you have to become a saint. Maybe what I'm saying to you is shocking you now, but all of you have to become saints. And then I can prove it to you, biblically. Jesus said this, be holy as your heavenly Father is holy. How is your grammar? Are you pretty good in English grammar? Be comes from the infinitive is to be. It's not the present tense or the future or the imperfect. It's not a subjunctive. It's not a split infinitive. Rather, it is an imperative. So Jesus commands you to become a saint. And don't put it off. One of the most important documents in the past 60 years came from Vatican II. The name of the document is Lumen Gentium. Lumen Gentium has 8 chapters. The 5th chapter of Lumen Gentium is the universal call to holiness. In other words, we're all called. We're all called to become saints. If you go to Mass today, by the way, you have to go to Mass. Today is a holy day of obligation. December 8th, Immaculate Conception, Christmas, the 15th of August, and November 1st are holy days of obligation. So, if you haven't gone to Mass yet, make sure you go. And you're going to be listening to, in the Liturgy of the Hours, you're going to be listening to, here's the Magnificat in English, the Gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 5, verse 1 to 12. And it's the Gospel of the Beatitudes, the 8 Beatitudes. And John Paul II says, the Beatitudes are a window into the heart of Jesus Christ. If you really want to get to know the heart of Jesus Christ, you read and meditate on the Beatitudes. One of the Beatitudes is this. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for holiness. They will be satisfied. We should hunger and thirst For holiness more than pizza or hamburgers or an ice cream sundae. We should have greater hunger for God than for physical food. That should be our desire today. There are many saints that talk about this topic. You know, Mother Teresa, a modern saint, who I had the opportunity of getting to know more than once, she would say to young women if they want to become nuns, if you don't want to become a saint, don't even come into the convent. Don't even think about it. You want to become a missionary charity, you have to want to become a saint. And Mother Teresa said this, holiness is not the privilege of the few. Holiness is the duty of all. It's our duty, all of us, to try to become saints. The founder of Opus Dei, Saint Jose Maria Escobar Balaguer, said, there are many crises in the world, but the biggest crisis is the lack of saints. Saint Thérèse of Lisieux, one of the most famous modern saints, who died when she was only 24, she said this, holiness, becoming a saint, consists in doing the ordinary things of daily life with extraordinary love. Think about that. Doing the ordinary things of daily life with extraordinary love. Your mother is at home, washing the pots and pans, cleaning the bathrooms, cooking the meals, not with a frown on your face, but a smile on your face, doing it for the honor and glory of God. So I'd like to tell you a story of an encounter with two saints. There was a little boy that went into the room of a priest about 150 years ago. And he said, what's on the wall there? So there was a phrase in Latin, and the priest said, that's my motto. What does it mean? Well, it means, give me souls and take all the rest away. He wanted to work for the salvation of souls. Then the boy said, I want you to be my spiritual director. I want you to be my spiritual director. And he said that I am the cloth. You're the tailor. Make me a saint. That was an encounter of two saints. The boy, his name was Dominic Savio. We call him Saint Dominic Savio. And the priest was Saint John Bosco, an encounter of two great saints. So, on this day, which is the feast day of All Saints, all of us have to make the commitment, starting right now, and not say, tomorrow I'll do it later, because maybe we don't even have it tomorrow. We should not put off what God wants us to do today. We should make the decision right now, and I'm saying right now, to try with all the energy in our will to become saints. And this can be our prayer. It's a prayer actually taken from Luke chapter 10, which a man comes up to Jesus and says, Lord, what is the greatest commandment? And Jesus, quoting the great Shema of the Old Testament from the book of Deuteronomy, says, this is the greatest commandment. And this commandment, basically, it gives us the roadmap to holiness. And it's this, to love God with all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our strength, all of our soul, and to love our neighbor as ourself. We, all the days of our life, can try to put into practice that's called the double commandment of love, then we are on the highway to holiness. So I hope, starting today, all of you will try to get to know the lives of the saints better. Read the lives of the saints. Pray to the saints. The Beatles sang a song, Get a Little Help from Our Friends. Maybe the Beatles were not thinking about the saints, but I'd like to baptize that. Get a little help from our friends. Who are our friends? The friends are the saints that are in heaven. So starting today, try to pray to the saints. They'll help you to become saintly and holy, so that one day we'll be in heaven with the saints, with Mary, the queen of all the angels and saints, glorifying God forever and ever and ever. So I invite you to send this message in honor of the saints to as many friends as possible, so that your friends also can work on the most important work in the whole world. And that work is to try to become holy as our Heavenly Father is holy. So I'll give you my priestly blessing, and then we'll see you tomorrow, the same time and same channel. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.